broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone at Summerfest. This is Kyle Brust and Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. We them boys.
It's the 4-1-4 hour at 4 on KBN, live from the beautiful lakefront at the world's largest music festival, Summerfest.
Well, that was a long 4-1-4 intro.
That was a good one. Well,
but it was good.
I had to shout out my whole city in the event.
That is Kyle Wallace. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside Brad Nordman, we make up Kyle Brust and Nordman with you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. That's your way to get into the show. Or you can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Now, we talked to Jason Wilde for quite some time, and if you missed Jason's interview, you can go to WisconsinOnDemand.com, or you can get us on YouTube and watch any of our show back. But what I want to know is, as we are looking at the over-under of the Packers wins at 9.5, Homer, I believe that was it yesterday that I asked him? He goes, absolutely, over. Yep. I'm confident. This is a 10-11 win team. Jason, 11-12 win team. And the biggest reason, he says, it's hard for him to see this team not getting to 10 wins based off the fact that Jordan Love, at the start of the season, they were 2-5, didn't play his best football, and when he showed what he had, when they let him loose, it's hard to see them regressing so far back from a quarterback play standpoint that they don't get to 10 wins. We've had Dan Orlovsky go on Wilde and Tausch, praise Jordan Love. Mina Kimes says he's that dude. Mike Tannenbaum, oh, I'd have him after Patrick Mahomes to start my franchise. So a lot of love going to the Green Bay Packers. So what I want to know is, are we getting a little bit too bullish? Because that is what we do. We cover the Packers. We talk about the Packers. We know more about the Packers than any other football team, as we should. I'm going to hear from you guys, and I have an interesting perspective that I want to see if you guys hit.
I don't know if the word bullish is how I feel about our relationship and expectations for the Green Bay Packers, but it does feel a little bit like honeymoon to me. Mm. I'm not sure that anything that we say is untrue about what the Packers can do next season. And realistically, looking at the schedule, we all look at it and we say, gosh, you know, double-digit wins seems like it's very realistic. And Homer saying, you pound the over, you 9.5, that's an easy bet. That sounds a little bit like you're walking into a marriage and you're not expecting there to be any fights. You're not expecting there to be any conflict. You are a little bit in honeymoon phase where we're all looking at the positives and the upsides, and we're not quite sure if we have a real respect for the things that can go wrong. And there's a lot of things that can go wrong. They still haven't figured out the kicker situation. Guys, we don't know what this defense looks like. It is a major change to change philosophies, and we think it is up and to the right when it comes to this defense. And I do believe it's going to be better, but until we see it in real time, we don't know. I'm excited for the guys who are excited for this defense, but it's a major change, and the defense is at a minimum unproven, and at a maximum that they're still not a team that you can rely on for the defensive side of the football. And will the Jordan Love of the second half be the quarterback all season? Everyone taking a step forwards. There are question marks. There's no doubt about it. On paper, it looks like they should be a team with double-digit wins and being a contender. But I'm telling you, this is like being in a honeymoon phase where we are so focused on the positive, it feels like we're disregarding the question marks a little bit. Yeah. And I'm right there with you.
That was a good way to put it, Bradley.
Thank you.
You guys know me. I love my Green Bay Packers, and I stay positive. But even myself, when I heard all the hype around Jordan Love, when I heard all the hype about the Green Bay Packers being that team that people should watch out for, I still had to remind myself that this was a 9-win football team last year that still has so much youth on offense and also has so much unknown on defense of what they could become. I really don't understand why everybody is so excited about the Green Bay Packers and thinking the Green Bay Packers could be their sneaky pick. Now, I understand for me why I'm excited about the Green Bay Packers, because I'm so hopeful and optimistic. But when you take a look at it and you take off my green and gold glasses, the Packers have flaws.
You know how to do that?
once in a while. The Green Bay Packers overall for their defense. Their defense hasn't proven anything in the last decade that they can absolutely be trusted. Yes, Jeff Hafley is coming in. Yes, there's a lot of talk about how good this team is going to be. But when we look at what could hurt this team next year, it could be in the playoffs if you cannot stop anybody and you have to trust your offense to try to keep up with another team. And if you don't have home field advantage, you got to go on the road as well. So there's a lot of obstacles that the Green Bay Packers have to overcome. And I think we here locally are especially extra bullish on the Green Bay Packers this year.
Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, Brad Nortman here talking a little Green Bay Packers with you. And if you missed the news, the Milwaukee Bucks drafted their second-round pick, Tyler Smith. Not Tony Smith. Tyler Smith, a G League Ignite player. So you have two really young guys coming in with the Milwaukee Bucks. But right now it is about Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. And we're asking you, 800-990-3776, if we're too bullish right now. And so when I see that Pottawatomie Casino Sportsbook over-under at 9.5, right, you have to lay a little bit more money. It's minus 140-ish, so they're favored to go over that based off where the money is. Mm-hmm. More value on the under if you're going to bet it. Not necessarily that's going to happen. You said a lot there, Kyle, and I think there's a lot to prove is what I wrote down. And doing it once is good. Doing it twice is tough. And when I think about the wide receivers and tight ends, I think we're all pretty optimistic about what we have there.
Very, very optimistic.
But they have to go out and do it again. And yep. Jason mentioned with us, Jason Wilde, the thing that he's most worried about is there's going to be no surprises about this team. We're actually going to be more surprised than anyone about what the defense looks like. Yeah. We don't know what the defense looks like. You bring up a good point about the kickers. We don't like to spend a lot of time on kickers, but they do matter. Like, yes. There are times, many times throughout a season, where through 60 minutes of a football game, there are guys getting hurt, throwing their bodies on the line, and it comes down to a simple boot of the pigskin. And that matters. And then I think about just Jordan Love, right? You said the contract, the expectations. Everything is pointing to his demeanor has shown you that he is someone that can handle the ups and the downs because he never gets too high, too low. But you don't know how someone's going to react until they're in a bigger spotlight than they've ever been before. And it's fun, right? When everything's going good, everything's going good. Now, what's going to happen after we saw the 10 games of Jordan Love being great? When we see is this the guy, you know? Like, is this the guy we're getting if he has a game that he regresses back a little bit?
Well, I love that you said that about it's so important. The thing that separates really people from, like, being true long-term professionals is can you do it twice? Mm-hmm. Anybody can do something once. How many one-hit wonders are there out there, guys, in the musical industry? We're at Summerfest right now.
In sports, in music,
in life, in TV, in life. There are so many one-hit wonders that just
TV's
pop
a good one.
And
yeah,
go
there's
away.
There's some shows that have a good season. I watch season 2. I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Yep, but the seasons of TV, the bands that can do multiple albums, those are the ones that truly are champions and the top of their industry, but it's just so hard to do. That's what the Green Bay Packers have in front of them now is can you do it twice? Can everyone take a collective step forward? And when you look at it, this is where I find the dichotomy interesting. We talked about yesterday how the Packers are ranked 13th as far as roster from ESPN and Pro Football Focus, and Pottawatomie's over-under is 9.5. Meanwhile, national media, even local media, we're talking about playoffs, double-digit wins. Somebody's wrong, right? Like, somebody yeah. said those things
not everyone,
can't coexist.
Yeah. Yeah. Those two things aren't the same.
So the question is, who's the one that's right? And that leads me to believe, like,
well, here's the thing. You can't have the 13th best roster. And one thing we haven't mentioned is Matt LaFleur has been a really good coach,
yes,
right?
He
won 13 games his first three seasons. They had a down year, obviously, when they lost to the Lions in the pseudo playoff game against the Lions at home. They came in there when they had nothing to play for, and they took it from us. And then last year, the opposite happened. The Packers had to continue to win. They had to beat Carolina. They had to beat Minnesota, and they beat Chicago three games in a row to make the playoffs. And then they didn't let that momentum just stop them from just laying an egg in Jerry World. And so the last thing that I want to mention in being too bullish is, what if we're undervaluing the division, right? What if we're undervaluing what the Chicago Bears could be? I'm not saying are going to be, but they have potential. Like if you have a brain, you see what their roster makeup is, they 100% have potential to be something. Whether they are that or not, we'll find out. Yeah. We know the Detroit Lions are good, and they're going to be good this year. The Vikings are the Vikings. They have a bunch of talent, right? Aaron Jones is no slouch. TJ Hockenson is no slouch. Justin Jefferson is no slouch. Their quarterback may be a slouch, but they play a system similar to the Green Bay Packers where their hope is, whether it's Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy, they can scheme guys open and they have enough talent just to be dangerous enough. So I'm not saying this is going to happen. This is me putting on the what could maybe be the reason why I'm seeing the 9.5 win number and not 10.5.
There has to be an explanation.
And to be honest, fellas, a lot of people are bullish on the Green Bay Packers outside of, you know, being in Wisconsin. It's simply because of the G, because they are the Packers, right? When you're the Green Bay Packers, you have built up so much consistency over the last 30 years that people outside of here believe now that we have a quarterback, success is just going to follow. But do you blame them when literally the year after Aaron Rodgers leaves, your team actually gets better with a brand new starter and a whole bunch of young weapons on the team? And so I understand why people are bullish, but also people have to understand there could be a side that things could go wrong. Yeah. But I don't believe it's going to happen.
800-990-3776. That's how you can hear have your voice heard on Kyle Brusendorf. And I sent it back to the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios. Strofe, after hearing our conversation, where do you land in the Packer land of being too bullish at this 9.5, 10, 11, 12-win team?
You are really hooked on the word bullish today.
Well, we talked about the stock market a lot, and bullish and bearish is definitely a term.
It definitely is. I'm just saying, you've used that word a lot today. It just sounds like you're a four-year-old who just learned a new word, and you're using it.
All right. You know what? Come on, man.
He has said it.
I just sent it over to you for a take, not to rip on me.
Well, we've done this show together long enough, Ben. You should know what to expect.
It's tongue-in-cheek, buddy.
Oh, now he's talking down to me. It's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. You should know better. You should know not to do what we're doing on the air.
Are we too bullish? Is that the question you're asking me? Are we too excited for this team?
Not excited, but are they going to win 10 games? Is it that easy? Is the way Homer, Jason, and everyone's thinking?
Yes, it's that easy. I have no reason to believe this team won't be significantly more consistent than they were a year ago, and they won 9 games still last year. Remember how bad they were? Weren't they 2-5 at one point? This was a team that found their footing late, and it only got better as time went on when you look back to the wild card round at Dallas and at San Francisco in the divisional round, despite a bad fourth quarter. So, I have no reason to believe this team isn't easily going to win double-digit figure of games this year and be a real contender in the NFC.
This is the thing.
He's got my glasses on.
And here's the thing. I mean, it's just hard to win games in the NFL. I mean, everybody's got dudes.
Speak from experience, Brad.
Yeah, every team has
dudes. He was a
dudes.
Punter
There's
on a team
no
that
slouch.
Went 15-1.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. Listen, why I got to take
Strofe when the Jags.
Speak when spoken to.
when we went to the AFC Championship with the Jags, we were really good that year.
We played,
I think it was end of November, we played the Browns that ended up losing every game that year. And we won on like a last second field. That wasn't last second field goal. I think we only won by 3 points. And it was a dogfight all game. That was a winless Browns team. And we were a team that went to the AFC Championship. It's just every week is a struggle. Every week the margin for error is small. And it's just that's where there's still question marks, enough question marks for me to be confident in this team. I think they're going to win 10 games. I think they're going to win 11. But I'm not sure any of them are going to be easy.
Brad, let's boil it down to the most important position. Would you rather have Blake Bortles or Jordan Love leading your football team?
Well, Jordan Love, but we also had an elite defense, and this Packers defense is not elite by any means.
I would agree with that. Ooh, however, that Jaguars offense was an elite, and this Packers offense is going to be elite.
Going to be.
It's
going
fair
to
point.
Be. They have the potential
I would
to be.
Have
Strofe says
Jordan
they're
Love.
Going to be. Whatever the case may be,
and an elite punch.
We're out here, and our branding is phenomenal. If your business is looking for branding to be phenomenal, you know what to do, Brad.
Oh, that's exactly right. You got to call my friends at 3 Tree Marketing. 3 Tree Marketing is a full-service branded merchandising agency that's going to use creative marketing and merchandising to share your company's story. Your company, it has a story to tell. Anytime you put your logo on something, you are telling a story about your company and who you are. Let 3 Tree Marketing assist you and guide you to showcase what your brand is really about. So whatever it is, new teammates, business partners, specialized gifting or onboarding kits, anytime you are using merchandising for your company, you need to think about 3 Tree and letting them help allow you to think outside the box and become an extension of your team. See what else 3 Tree Marketing can do for your team and set an appointment today at 3treemarketing.com.
We've had a lot of fun with this game with KBN Nation. Strofe, what have you put together for the next segment? Summerfest singer or
Day 2 NBA draft prospect? I said this a couple days ago. You made fun of me. I'm going to say it again. Fellas, I cooked.
He cooked. No. Alex Strofe cooked. Don't go anywhere. We'll see if he's telling the truth or not. It's Kyle Bruston-Nortman live from Summerfest.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head.
I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
A seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Just inside my head.
Live from Summerfest, right off the lake, it's Kyle Bruston-Nortman across 94.5 ESPN and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. I'm Ben Bruss alongside the Packer backer, Kyle Wallace, who's trying to take the green and gold glasses off and look at it in a different lens today.
They're
I think you've
off.
Done a good job.
My
though.
Stomach hurts from doing that. Never again.
Brad Nortman, longtime NFL punter, bringing his experience and knowledge to the program. And UKBN Nation, always bringing the opinions, thoughts, and fun. 800-990-3776. Catch us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Now, we've had a lot of fun giving away Summerfest tickets. We don't have any more to give away. But we've loved this segment so much that we still want to include a special member of KBN Nation to play along. We've done Summerfest singer or... What have we done, Strofe?
We've done Packers front office / staff member. We've done member of the Packers 90-man roster that nobody's ever heard of. We have done Brewers minor leaguer, so members of like the Biloxi Shuckers and Nashville Sounds. What did we do yesterday? We did NBA draft prospect yesterday. We're going to do another round of NBA draft prospect today.
So we just need... You can pick whatever call you want. I'll just give the number 800-990-3776. Summerfest singer or second round NBA draft prospect. 800-990-3776. You call. Maybe you will be the lucky person to come along and play with one. With us, you will not win anything, but we still have
Oh, no, they get bragging rights.
You get bragging rights. Yeah, bragging it's a game.
That's
it's
big.
A game. You got to go with the gut. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. While Strofe does the phone lines, I'm going to tell you about the Princeton Club in New Berlin. Have a date scheduled, a Thursday night adult night where we got the sitters so we can go to the pool. Just get some time, fiance and myself, because you got to make time for yourself. And that's the thing. It's a year-round thing, and it's a club with something for everyone. Free childcare with the membership. It's open 24/7. It's the cleanest health club you're going to find in Wisconsin. And they're always bettering the club, whether it be equipment, whether it be the locker room. You're looking around. You're like, this is great. The good news is you don't have to think, am I at the best place? Because you are at the best place, and you feel it when you're there. So have the courage to go get a tour. Find your better tomorrow at the Princeton Club. That's 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776 to play Summerfest singer or second round draft prospect. Strofe, you working the phones?
No phones to work, Benny.
Could have just said they dropped it, dingus. Hit it, Strofe.
All right, fellas. Oh,
wow. People like winning things.
Yeah,
like
they need a prize.
Well, it's
you were right
funny.
On this one, Strofe.
I know I was. I am receiving a call, so hold on. Stall for 10 seconds.
Grab him. Stalling for 10 seconds. 10, 9. No, I'm just kidding.
I would say that the Bucks picks would be challenging.
Tyler Smith or A.J. Johnson?
Those would be very
That's why when we picked, when they picked Tyler Smith today, I was like, Milwaukee Bucks draft pick or Summerfest?
Yeah, no, that's
all right, Strophe, you ready?
Yeah, we've got our guy Justin and Cudahy on the line playing along with
Justin.
Us.
Right,
Justin and the Cudahy.
How are you, Justin?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing good, man. We love playing this game, and we're going to play it with you, Strophy. Take over, kid.
All right, fellas, let's do this. NBA Day 2 draft prospect or Summerfest singer. The first name I have for you is Jack Met. Jack Met. Is that a Summerfest singer or an NBA draft prospect, Justin?
Jack Met. I'm going to go Summerfest singer on that one.
I think I like Summerfest singer as well. It doesn't sound like a basketball player to me.
No.
Jack Met?
That sounds like some small school guy. That's a hooper.
Jack Met is a hooper. I'm with Kyle.
Justin and Brad are on the board. Jack Met, the lead singer of pop Love band it. AJR, playing next weekend in the American Family Amphitheater.
I guess I didn't know their names. I really like AJR.
You like them?
Bang, bang, bang. No, they have really – last year they had the tickets for $25, but then they had a tragedy happen in the family. I was thinking about going.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. Okay. No, the dad passed away, sadly. So they're back this year.
All right. Name number two is Miles McCollum. Miles McCollum, Justin, is that a Summerfest singer or an NBA draft prospect?
Oh, it sounds like an Irishman for sure, and I don't know a lot of Irish guys that play basketball, so I'm going to go singer again.
I don't know if I'm thinking because of C.J. McCollum, but I keep the McCollums coming in the NBA. Give me a draft prospect.
Yeah, I'm going with draft prospect too. This seems like a hooper. Maybe I'm just jaded today, or maybe it's all the.
I like the way Justin was confident. Brad justifying Kyle not confident, so I'm going with the confident Justin. We're going Summerfest singer.
Yeah, not an Irishman. Miles McCollum, better known as rapper Little Yachty.
Oh my goodness, Little Yachty!
Oh. All right. Wait! Why can't Little Yachty be Irish? An Irish rapper.
Well, he's from the United States. He's not Irish. All right, let's move on.
Oh man, that was good.
That's
Strope.
A
you
really
cooked.
Good one.
You cooked. That's tough.
How about this one, Jesse Edwards, Justin. Jesse Edwards, is that a Summerfest singer or an NBA draft prospect?
Oh God.
Jesse Edwards, I gotta go NBA prospect on that one.
This is a flip of the coin, Brad.
Yeah, a prospect. A small school prospect, that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, Little Yachty's performing with a guy named Lil Uzi Vert, and maybe Lil Uzi Vert real
name
is Jesse
Edwards?
Who knows? I'm gonna say this is Lil Uzi Vert.
Jesse Edwards is a wannabe baller that's not gonna get drafted.
Jesse Edwards probably will get drafted. The center out of West Virginia is a basketball player for Jesse Edwards. Yeah, you did, but we'll probably get drafted at least. Let's go to this one next. Samir Woods. Samir Woods. Is that a Summerfest singer or an NBA draft prospect, Justin? Samir Woods.
Jameer?
Samir.
S-S-Y.
Samir. All right, I'm going to go with singer there on that one.
I'm going basketball.
No.
Samir Woods sounds like a baller.
No, this sounds like an artist.
An artist.
Who goes by who Samir. Doesn't go by the name of Samir Woods. You got me, Snow, you're in my head. He doesn't go by Samir. But he's an artist.
Did everybody answer at Summerfest there, fellas? Okay.
Yes. I said basketball.
Kyle, you were a question too early. Samir Woods is Little Uzi Vert.
There it is. There it is.
Who is he?
Little Uzi Vert.
Oh, it is?
I don't really know if you
can mess
on. So good.
All my friends are.
All right, couple more for you, fellas. Blake Hinson, Justin.
Blake Hinson? There's no way there's a Blake Hinson that's a baller.
No, that's a tall, that's a 7-footer.
Go ahead,
Justin. That's a hooper. That's a hooper.
That's a hooper.
That's a Summerfest singer. He's playing tomorrow.
That's a 7-footer out of like Montana.
I'm gonna go with Justin and Brad here. They're very confident in this being a tall white guy from Wyoming. So I'm gonna go with you guys.
Blake Hinson is
Not a white guy. However, he is a basketball player. He is 6'8", power forward out of Pittsburgh.
hang on. New twist for the last one here, Strofe. Should we add race?
I'm going to say no. Let's not do
has
that.
Has to end poorly.
Of course. All good things must come strongly to a tragic end when Ben Brust is involved. Last one for you guys. Corey Glover, Justin. Is that a Summerfest singer?
Because Glover, I've never met a white Glover.
You met a white Glover?
No, I know many Glovers, and whether it's Donald or is the Glover.
Now, is he a black singer or a black basketball player?
Help the game.
Let's let Justin go first, fellas. Justin and Cuttay, you're up first for Corey Glover.
So if I get this one, I believe I go perfect. So I'm going to go singer on this one.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you are perfect.
Wow, high stakes,
okay, fellas.
I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna roll with a singer. Then I'm gonna go with the hot hand.
Yeah, Strofe, you got me. It's probably this sounds so terrible. I shouldn't say probably another rapper.
No, nobody's perfect. I'm gonna go with a country singer.
Nobody's perfect except for Justin and Cuttay,
goes perfect.
Great
today.
Showing, Justin.
Amazing Unreal. Showing. Corey Glover, the lead singer of rock band Living Color.
Not country, not rap. Is he white or black?
Wait.
He's black.
A lead singer, what band?
Rock. Living Color. They sing the hit song from the 90s, Cult of Personality.
They're a rock band? Dr. Ken Harris has that song on his hot key bed.
That
all right,
be
come
101.7 The Truth.
I will. Great song. Oh, wow. Great song.
Justin and Cuttay, I feel so bad that you just went perfect and don't win anything.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable show.
This is like, whose line is it anyways? Yeah. The points are made up. Thank you, Justin and Cuttay. Strofe, you did cook. That was one of our better Summerfest singer ors that we've done.
That was outstanding.
Hey, one more.
Which means we got to do it again tomorrow.
One more day.
One more just for you guys.
Yeah.
Trey Mitchell.
The way you say Trey Mitchell, it like, I can't figure out the way he's saying it. It's from something that I've listened to before. Trey Mitchell.
Is that Key Glock?
Trey Mitchell. He's a basketball player.
Yeah.
Killer Trey.
Rapper.
Hooper? I don't know.
Ben, you've probably heard the name Trey Mitchell before because he was the starting power forward for the Kentucky Wildcats last year.
Trey Mitchell, Hooper, there it is. Summerfest Ore is presented by Alex Strofe and his brain. It has been fun playing. We'll do it again tomorrow. Brian Balaga will be joining us soon. Kyle Brusted over live from Summerfest. Don't go anywhere. We're hanging with you until 5 o'clock leading into the Homer Hour.
This is Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our feelings. No, come on. Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo,
now.
Fuck, I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you? Yeah.
That's fair.
Need Homer, one? Yeah. Us?
Yeah.
Y'all
2, 3, 4?
You're all the same. There we Nobody's go. As good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Whether you need help designing your dream kitchen, assembling an IKEA bedroom furniture, or need to get it all from the store to your home, IKEA has a full range of planning and delivery and assembly options. IKEA delivery buys you time and energy to do what you want. Whether you order a new sofa or a complete bedroom makeover, let IKEA do the heavy lifting with convenient and affordable delivery options. The assembly you don't want to assemble? With your IKEA purchase, well, IKEA has partnered with TaskRabbit to make your everyday life at home easier by connecting you with flexible and affordable ways to get your to-dos done, including furniture and assembly mounting. Visit IKEA in Oak Creek. Got a nice rug for a great price. If you've missed it, the Milwaukee Bucks have drafted A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, two of the more bland names, but it seems like we have an idea of what Horse is trying to do this draft, which is planning for the future, which is weird because it's not weird. You're supposed to use the draft for the future.
Oh.
But nobody that they draft is going to make an impact on the court next year, which leaves Bucks fans, in my opinion, a little bit with a distaste.
And I would say there's no other team whose window for championship is smaller than the Milwaukee Bucks. It's like a bad kept secret that if the Bucks don't win a championship next year, or at least get to the NBA Finals, the whole thing's getting blown up. They have the smallest window of any contender in the NBA.
Oh,
and so they're sort of in one hand going to the future.
Tell
them
I was wrong.
Going all out.
No, I agree that I believe the window that the Milwaukee Bucks have is a one-season window. I totally agree. I am on the opposite side when it comes to you guys thinking that the Milwaukee Bucks don't have a chance to be an actual championship contender. I trust John Horst can make some moves in the offseason.
But why do you trust John Horst?
Because free agency and trades, John Horst has done a great job.
What
drafting,
money do they have for
drafting,
free agency?
Listen, I don't know. It seems like money doesn't exist. You just pay more in taxes and just find a way to get guys above the luxury tax. It's not free agency in trading that is the issue. It is drafting and development that has been the problem. And like I said before, when you have Giannis and when you have Dame, you have a chance to win a championship, and that is exactly what the Milwaukee Bucks can do next season. Now, to your point earlier, Ben, when we look past 2024-2025 season, that's when we can point the finger to Giannis because of the fact that we decided that we wanted to prioritize old veterans in loyalty over actually getting guys that could contribute and make you consistent for years to come. So I agree with you for that. That might fall a little bit on Giannis for that. But the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be relevant next year. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to be a championship contender next year as long as they stay healthy.
Yeah, I still stand by. Even if they're healthy, I'm still not bullish, the word nice. I've used 10 times today, that this team can win a freaking championship. Like, how are they going to bring back everyone they have right now if they make no moves? And you're going to sit here and tell me, yeah, I believe that this team can do it.
No, they're going to make moves. There's no listen.
So they have to make moves to be a contender in your eyes, or just this version is still a contender.
They have to make moves in order to be a contender. You're losing players, and then on top of that, you can't go back in with a Pat Connaughton. You can't go back in with a Bobby Portis. You can't go back in with a Brook Lopez. You can't go back in with a Patrick Beverley. You have to do something to get younger and more explosive, but also find pieces that can actually help. And so right now, when I look at the Milwaukee Bucks, if they go back and they run it back with the exact same roster, then I have some reservations because they couldn't stay healthy last year. Now, I expect John Horst to have some tricks up his sleeve and going to do something in the month of July that's going to help enhance this team and make them more athletic.
Can somebody tell me a trick? What is the trick?
I don't know.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking KBN Nation now because you don't have an answer. Well, You're not telling me a trick.
We didn't think he was going to get Drew Holiday. We didn't think he was going to get Damian Lillard. We didn't know he was going to sign Malik Beasley.
But they're running out. Like, they don't have first round capital. Like, they don't have a bunch of great draft picks that they can be like, hey, here's this. And if you want a guy, it's Pat Connaughton, Bobby Portis, and Brook Lopez.
They have an expiring contract.
That is the only thing they have. That is Brook Lopez on the expiring contract. But can you get players from a Brook Lopez to help Giannis win a championship now? Because the only thing that matters is championship when it's the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis. And that's why, trade or no trade, it's hard for me to sit here and be like, I'm going to see something that happens, and I'm like, yes.
All right, blow it up.
The Bucks did it.
Blow it up. Blow it up. Why wait? Blow it up. You got Dame, who still has value in their team that still want to blow it up. You got Chris Middleton, who, I mean, it's going to be hard to get rid of him.
It'd be a better reason for Giannis to stay beyond this year.
No, but blow it up. Blow it up.
It would. Because the last thing you want to do is go through another season with Giannis, have a bad playoffs, and it'd be three straight playoffs with Giannis in his prime after a commitment to the Milwaukee Bucks where they go nowhere. He would be like, I want to be out of here. He's going to get fired either way if they don't do anything.
Yeah, they don't have a whole lot of options, whether it be draft picks or contracts that just teams just don't want to absorb. What are teams going to give up for Pat Connaughton? What are they going to give up for Brook Lopez? I don't think they're going to give up that much that's actually going to help the team. They've went all in on this
unit on this core of guys, and I think they're stuck with them. I would be surprised. I think you're confident that Horst is going to make a move.
He always does.
I would be surprised if he makes a needle-moving move.
Needle-moving. That's the key word.
That will actually be able to help this team win a championship and change the complexion of this team. I would be surprised.
Again, we sat here last year complaining about the Milwaukee Bucks and if they could be good next year, running it back with Drew Holiday, running it back
with
Giannis.
Were they even good last year? Last season?
But the hard
part
is,
they were 30-13, and then they got worse under Doc, and then they got hurt and got out of the first round.
But they were bad heading into the first round. Yeah, the frustrating thing about last year, compared to the year they got bounced by the 8th seed in the Heat, is during that year they were the 1 seed, they actually looked really good at times. Like, really good. Like, this is the best team in the NBA, and it felt like a fluke.
Reason why they were 1 seed.
All last year, it felt like they never got their rhythm. It didn't really, nothing ever clicked. And I'm wondering, is this even a good team? We had doubts all season.
Ron the Key chimes in. There's one problem with you guys thinking they have a small window. NBA is often won by the team with the best player in the league, minimally a top five guy. They have one of the top three guys in the league, much like Bron with the Cavs. Giannis alone gives you window. Bron with the Cavs in the East took bums to the NBA Finals every single year. Every single year. Like, six straight years they went to the NBA Finals. Giannis hasn't done that with the Bucks.
Well, and I'd also say that
Giannis played hot potato with the ball as a one seed against the Heat.
To win a championship, you need one player who's a top five superstar. You need another player that's probably top 15. You need another player that's probably top 25. You need a three-headed stud. Two that are, like, legitimately unquestioned studs. Top in the NBA, and a third guy who's knocking on the door of that. They had that the year they won the championship.
We've talked hoops, we've talked Bucks, but there's no better conversation about football than with the doctor of football, Brian Belaga, former Packer right tackle, brings all the knowledge, and he'll answer all of our questions we've had all week. Next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
He now is now off his rocker saying it. Well, if I played...
Choke artist. Choke artist, choke artist, choke artist. That's what you both are. Yeah, I said it. You both are choke artists.
Losers, choke artists.
That's what you are. You
frauds,
choked against TCU. You choked against Oregon. You choked against Kentucky. Y'all choked against Duke. I can keep going.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
It's in beautiful weather in Milwaukee right off the lake. We welcome in to Kyle Bruston-Ortman, the one, the only, the doctor of football, Brian Belaga. Brian, how are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Are you going to have one eye on the U.S. soccer game? Is that today?
It is.
It is. It kicks off in 10 minutes. I got my iPad set up next to me, ready to go, ready to get this thing fired up.
Love it. Homer Hour with Brian Belaga at 5 o'clock. We'll lead you right into that. Brian, we had Jason Wilde on earlier, and we had a long conversation about how the local sportsbook, Potawatomi Casino Hotel Sportsbook, has the Packers at over 9.5, as do other books around the nation. Homer, easy money, 10-11 wins. Jason, 11-12 wins. It seems too easy. If it is too easy, what would be the reason why they don't hit 9.5 wins outside of Jordan Love being injured?
Yeah, I mean, I love it when the Vegas and all the sports book come out with the odds on the games, and it makes you pause and think, right? Like, because they're normally pretty close. If you look at the sports books over the years and their win loss, they're normally pretty close. But I have to think that they're going to be over 9.5. I think they're a 10-11 win team. Something's going to have to dramatically go wrong for them to not hit that. And I just don't see that happening with this team. I think
add Brian to the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
why? Why don't you see? Because, you know, I believe you, but like as a former NFL player, successful NFL player, why do you believe that there is no way the Green Bay Packers don't take the next step next year?
Well, I'm saying unless something very bad happens, as in an injury to a very, very important, prominent player on one side or the other of the ball, especially the quarterback position. I mean, listen, anything can happen. This is the NFL. But with the way this team is trending, I think the confidence that they're building in the locker room, I mean, I think if they continue to play their game like they did towards the end of last season, into this season, this is a 10-win team, no problem.
Oh, that's the same thing Strope said.
No problem.
Strope said easily. Bulaga said, no problem. I can't go against that.
Brad, you were in NFL locker room. You talk about the ups and downs. I'll get to my second question, but I want Brad to go.
Yeah, well, we talked today, Brian, and I know you played with him, but I'm just curious. Presidential debate is tonight. Would you rather watch Aaron Rodgers play quarterback, or would you rather see him in a presidential debate? What would be more entertaining to you? Because I know my answer. It would be absolutely debate 10 times over.
I mean, listen, since I got to
play with about his stance.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, everyone's got their own political opinion. That's fine with me. Doesn't matter. That's why America is the greatest country in the world. But yes, I will say this. I got to play with him for a long time. And, like, you know, to play with him again or see him play again, I'd rather see him up on a debate stage doing that than see how he does with that.
Well answered.
There's a reason McAfee pays him millions, because he gets views.
He's fascinating.
100%. He's very entertaining. He's quick on his feet. I feel like no matter what you say to him, he'll have a rebuttal to it. So I think he'd be good on the stage.
Talking with Brian Bulaga here, Kyle Bruston-Nortman leading you into the Homer Hour. Brian, are we maybe overlooking that the division may be better than we think? And, like, you know, I'm not saying the Bears are going to be good, but they have the potential to be good. The Lions are still the favorite to win the division. They bring back a lot of guys. They have a foundation. They have an identity. And I like Kevin O'Connell. And the same way that we look at the system of, like, scheming guys open, they still have Justin Jefferson, TJ Hawkinson, Aaron Jones. Like, could that be a reason why we're looking at a 9.5 here?
Maybe. I mean, listen, I think it's going to be a very compelling division race. I think it's going to be fun. I think all the division games will be competitive. I think you look at Minnesota, and I think they're going to struggle a little bit. I think they are. I mean, the quarterback position is the most important position in the NFL, and if you don't have a stud, you're going to have a hard time. And the Bears, we don't know yet, right? Like, we'll see what Caleb Williams is and how this team gels. I mean, we know the Bears have a ton of weapons. If you look at them on offense, tons of weapons. It's just how they all gel and how the quarterback plays. So I think it's going to be more competitive than last year for sure. I think we're in for a very exciting NFC North race.
I want to shift a little bit from the NFL to NBA and NFL. And so with that, the NFL draft seems to always have so much more entertainment than the NBA draft. What makes the NFL draft so appealing other than the fact that you, Brian Bulaga, got to actually announce a draft pick?
Well, you know, I think, I'm not a huge NBA fan. I pay attention because I'm now part of the ESPN Milwaukee team, and it's the Bucks, so I pay a little bit of attention. But I just think more people, not just in the United States, but around the world, just care for NFL football way more, right? Like, I think it's a more popular sport. The NFL is the greatest entertainment that is on TV every year, right? I mean, they get the best numbers, the best ratings, and it may be a sport, but it's an entertainment show, program. That's essentially what it is, and the NFL knows how to entertain. We'll just put it that way.
Brian, on Wednesday, I do Hear Brad Out, where I make a pitch to these guys and just kind of see if they buy or sell my idea. This week, I said the NFL should borrow one thing from the NBA, and that's the draft lottery. I think the top five teams with the worst record in the NFL, they should have a lottery system for who on how the top five picks ends up going for the actual draft. And same thing like the NBA lottery. The worst team has the slightly higher odds than the rest of them, and it cascades down. And the reason I think this would be entertaining is because all year you hear the Chicago Bears are going to get Caleb Williams, blah, blah, blah. How entertaining would it have been if you do the NFL draft lottery, and they say, oh, and with the fourth pick, it's the Chicago Bears. I just think it would add so much more intrigue. It'd be a new TV show for the NFL.
Entertainment.
What do you say, Brian? Do you buy my idea of a top five NFL draft lottery?
I like it. I think be a great idea. I think that'd be a great idea. Listen, there'd be a lot of disappointed owners. We'll put it that way. Like, you know, you look at the
Wait, tanky's real?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there'd be, and fan bases would hate it. But you know what?
Oh,
to me, it keeps things interesting, right? Like you said, it protects against tanking or benching starters or doing this or that. It protects against that. And I think it's it would be a different thing that the NFL, like you said, can do to entertain people. Will they ever do it? No, but it would be awesome if they did, or at least tried it for a few years and see how it went.
Yeah, I just think it would add another level of intrigue. And right now it just feels so static, right, Brian? Like week 18 happens and everything's slotted except for the playoff teams. I just think it would add more mystery, more intrigue. Sounds like you're on the same page with it, and it'd be entertaining to watch.
Brian, best concert you've ever been to in 30 seconds?
Ooh, gosh, tough. I would say my first concert, it was when I was in high school. Keith Urban, Country Thunder in Wisconsin. It was awesome.
Oh!
That's for sure.
I might have been there because that's the first time I saw Keith Urban. It was at Country Thunder. I don't know if the timing works out, but that's when
raining?
I liked
Was it raining?
Nah, it was not raining. But concerts in the rain are fun. I will say that. All right, we're late. Brian Bulaga and Homer up next on the Homer Hour. Don't go anywhere. They'll be on with you in 2 minutes.